Okay, Mark chapter 12 verse 41. Here the word of God tells us in Mark chapter 12 verse 41, Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury. And many that were rich cast in much, and there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in 2 mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto him his disciple, and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, that this poor widow has cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living. Okay, let's pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you once again for a great day that you have given us. Pray the Lord that you will once again open our eyes to see the truth that you want us to learn this evening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we are I say this morning that Jesus Christ, when the disciples were fighting over the position, they want to be number one. Then our Lord Jesus Christ say in Mark chapter 10 verse 45, he say, For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. So there were two things that our Lord Jesus Christ did. One, he came to serve. Then he say he came to give. And of course, he gave his life a ransom for many. And so for us to reflect the Lord Jesus Christ in our life, we must also learn to do these two things. We must learn to serve. And this morning, we look at how we're supposed to serve. And now we want to give, like the Lord gave. And the Bible says, the Lord gave his life a ransom for many. So in that sense, we are supposed to give our life, am I right? And in fact, this is what the word of God says. You know, in 1 John chapter 3 verse 16. You know, in 1 John chapter 3 verse 16. 1 John chapter 3 verse 16, the word of God says, And hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our life for the brethren. So Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we're supposed to lay down our life for the brethren. That means, as a believer, we should be willing to go all out. You know, of course, most of the time we don't have to die for them, but we should be willing, you know, and to do as much as possible for one another, and to the point to give our life. And of course, if you are talking about giving our life, it can be very tough, okay? And how do we apply, you know? And of course, I want to make it more practical. So I look at this widow, and our Lord Jesus Christ was very pleased with what she did. She gave, and our Lord was very pleased. And so I believe if we give like this woman, God will be pleased with us. And that is the way I believe the Lord wants us to give, how the Lord wants us to give. So we are going to look at this poor widow and try to understand how she gave. And in fact, when the Lord Jesus Christ look at her, okay, you find that our Lord, if you turn to Luke chapter 21, okay, let's read the parallel passage also, 4 verses there. Then you find that it's interesting that how the Lord compare, how the giving, okay, of this woman with all the rest. In Luke chapter 21, verse 1-4, and the Bible says, He looked up and saw the rich man casting their gifts into the treasury, and he saw also a certain poor widow casting in thither 2 mites. And he say, Of a truth, I say unto you, that this poor widow has cast in more than they all. For all these have of their abundant cast in unto the offering of God, but she of her penury hath cast in all the living that she had. So it's interesting that our Lord Jesus, first thing that we find interesting, that I find very interesting, that our Lord Jesus Christ is watching people giving. I'm not sure how your church collect offering on Sunday, and
I have not come across any church. Used to see in the past, some church actually have a plate as an offering plate. And then everything you put, you can see, okay, and then, okay, how much you put. And then, of course, then people find that that is not really good. So they have offering bag, and you know, you put in, you can put your hand in without putting anything, and nobody knows. At least if you pass, okay, I put my hand in, okay, then you pass it. And so nobody know how much we give, but the Bible tells us that our Lord Jesus Christ was observing. He was watching how these people give. And obviously we know that our Lord is watching us, you know. It doesn't matter whether you are doing something in the public or when you are doing something in private. Our Lord is watching. And sometimes we have young people, you know, who when they turn on the computer and they go to certain website, and maybe website they are not supposed to visit, and then as they look and Google, they will turn back and look anyone watching, you know. And then if the parents walk past, you know, they straight away close the window, you know, then there's another window comes out, you know, and or they slap the whole laptop and cover it, you know, so that nobody see. Or sometimes you see people use their handphone, they will just turn as you walk, okay? And they don't want you to see what they have in the handphone. But our Lord Jesus Christ, He see whatever you do, He's watching. And in this particular day, He was watching the people giving. Accordingly, there were 13 trumpet-shaped chests against the wall of the court of the woman. So this, if you read some commentary, that's what they say. I'm not there, so I do not know. But it was a row of chests, and those chests look like a trumpet. And so when you cast in your money, it will create a sound like those coin machine in the bank, you know. So if a rich person, they change all, you must remember in those days there's no notes like us, okay, so it's all coins. So can you imagine if you come in, a rich guy come in with all the coin, when you pour in, jing, 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 oh, there's a lot of money there. So everybody will be with their eyes open. And that's in fact what the Word of God tells us in Matthew chapter 6 verse 1 to 4. It says, take heed, okay, Matthew chapter 4, 6 verse 1 to 4. It says, take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them, otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore when thou doest thy arm, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and in the street, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Okay, and then God say, you know, if you do your arms, make sure your left hand don't know what your right hand is doing. Okay, so our Lord is watching. Okay, and this, that the people came and cast in their money, and but our Lord was not impressed by all those who are rich, who cast in. Maybe the disciple will be impressed. Maybe many people will be impressed when someone cast in so much. But our Lord Jesus Christ was not impressed at all. Then this poor widow came along, and I can imagine she was walking to one of the chairs, and then kind of turned around. Two mites will be, in Singapore, do you still have 5 cents? Or do you have 1 cent? No more 1 cent. Still have 1 cent. 5 cent is a small. Same thing in Malaysia. 5 cent is the smallest now. 1 cent doesn't. Now you see 1 cent also, you want to pick up already. So 5 cent. And it's almost like she throw in 2 5 cents, if you want to put it this way. And that's what she. So if you cast in 2 5 cents in the chest like that, you will be very silent. Nobody know. But our Lord Jesus Christ surely called the disciple. Look, she had cast in more. Our Lord say she had cast in more than they all. It's not just more than one person. More than they all. She cast in a lot more. And how much? 2 smallest coins in those days. 2 mites, the Bible says. That's all. But in the sight of our Lord, that was more than all. I mean, it almost like today, from the morning until now, many people have cast in their money, you know, and the rich one cast in a lot, cast in out of their abundance, the Bible says. And when this widow came along, she cast in more than they all. That's that much. Our Lord was really impressed by her giving. So
What make the Lord so pleased with her? That is the thing that we want to find out.
Which I think can be difficult, because the Word of God did not give us all the information. But I try to kind of study her motive, and hopefully I got it right, okay?
But before I go on, let me encourage you, okay?
For me, I don't preach on giving. If you go to Bible Baptist Church in Kuala Lumpur, you ask members in our church, and how many times have Pastor Thor preached on giving on his 20 over years of ministry? Some of them, they can take out their 10 finger, and it will be less, maybe one hand or the most. It will be that many. And I don't preach on giving. And not that it's wrong to preach on giving. I will preach if I come to the text, because I normally go through the book, and you come to that chapter, I'll preach. But I don't purposely pick on giving and preach on giving. And so I don't want you to get me wrong. Here she cast in her money, but I want you to think about giving in terms of your talents, your treasure, and your times. Okay, don't just, I know when preacher preach on giving, people are holding very tight to their wallet. They kind of hold that. What is he going to do? So don't think so much about your treasure. Think about how about giving your times, how about giving your talents to the Lord, and how you give.
And so so now let's dive in. Okay, one thing very sure that we know, I believe this widow believed in God. She is a believer of God. She believed God, the assistance of God. The reason why I say she believed in God is because the Word of God tells us in Proverbs chapter 21, if you turn to Proverbs chapter 21, verse 27, the Bible here tells us, the sacrifice of the wicked is abomination. How much more when he bring it in with a wicked mind? And in fact, God say another time in Proverbs chapter 15 verse 8, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. Then, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. So God will not be delighted with the giving or even the sacrifice. That means they bring in the Lord, they bring in the best. If they are the wicked, that means they don't believe in God. God say, I'm not interested in that. In fact, to God, that is an abomination. And so that's why it's my policy, okay? And I teach the people in the church. I say, when we come to giving, we have this a few policy in our church. When we have a building fund, we don't want to raise money like other churches in Kuala Lumpur, where they sell dinner table, and they sell it to, whether you are Buddhist, not important, just buy the ticket and come, you know. We want to make money. They have fun fairs out there, you know. They don't care whether you are Christian or non-Christian. They just want you to come and play some game, and so that they can earn some money and put the money into their building fund. I say we don't do that, because the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. And so we don't do that, okay? Even in church, when we have special Sunday, Sunday we don't now, sure we collect offering Sunday, but then other time, like when say we have a special Christmas worship on different day, not on Sunday, and there will be many visitors, they are saved in the midst, we don't collect offering. Because I don't want them to put in money and think that they pay for the meal, or they do something good for the church, so we don't collect money from that. And if we have to collect money on Sunday, happen to be those special Sunday, is for on Sunday, a special day for on Sunday, I would normally say, if you are not saved, this is only for Christian. If you are not a Christian, you don't have to give anything. I won't stop you if you want to, but we don't want you to. You can just pass the offering back and don't have to put anything. So I believe this woman believed in God. Otherwise, God will not be delighted in her giving. So this is one thing I can be quite sure. She is a believer. Believe in God, okay, in the assistance of God, in the Old Testament God at least. And then next, what do you think? Many times, the first thing that comes into our mind, when the Word of God says she give all,
a living. I had to move around a bit of this evening. I'm sorry to do that because I want to keep myself awake. And so you find that she gave all her living, okay. And so the very first thing that comes into our mind is that, oh, she gave all, she sacrificed all. That's why God is pleased with that. But do you know, I sort of disagree with that. I don't think the Lord is pleased just because she gave everything, just because she sacrificed.
Because the Bible tells us, even though the Bible says there came a woman, okay, a poor widow, she of her one, the Bible says, if you look at Mark chapter 12 verse 42 again, okay. Okay, in Mark chapter 12, verse 42. So Jesus was there, and then he said, and there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in 2 mites, which make a farthing, and he called the disciple, okay, and say unto them, verily I say unto you, that this woman, this poor widow, had cast in more than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in all their abundance, but she of her lacking, okay, did cast all that she had, even all her living. She was a poor widow. She was poor and she was lacking out of her want, out of her lack, you know, and she came and gave everything. But I don't think it's because of that the Lord was pleased. So what was the thing? You know, why do I say it's not because of that? It's because in the first place, she's poor. Poor people don't have to give, do you know? In the Old Testament, if you are poor, you don't have to give. And then on top of that, she was a widow. In fact, a widow is supposed to receive giving from the church or from the temple or whatever. Now, in this case, it's the temple. So she can have hand out for her. In fact, the temple is supposed to give to her, not the other way. So she was poor, she was a widow. And but yet you find that the Bible says that she came, okay, and cast in. And our Lord was pleased. I believe the reason she came is because on that particular day, that's what I believe, okay, she was burdened by the Lord to come. Because I know our Lord Jesus Christ, whatever he did, okay, our Lord is not going to be like us. Sometimes we have nothing to do, okay? Like in Hokkien, they say, Japa Xiao Eng. Yeah, full, yeah, and nothing to do. And he got to sit there for hours looking at people dropping coin, you know. And I don't think the Lord had a kind of time for that. He is busy. And he was waiting for this widow to come. He was waiting for her. And so how can Jesus know for sure that he will come? That means God must first burden her heart to come. And so she came out of obedience. She gave obediently, I believe. Because the Bible tells in 2 Samuel chapter 50 verse 22, and Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offering and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. I believe she came because she obeyed the moving of God in her heart, and she had this burden. Somehow that day, God burdened her heart. No, she might say, "I have nothing." You know, God say, "Whatever you have, 2 mites, just pass it to the treasury." You know, our Lord did not even stop her. You know, our Lord did not stop her. Ah, okay. And look at her and praise her. No, she actually walked off without being praised. Our Lord just told the disciple. I'm not sure whether she heard what the Lord said or not. But obediently she came. Have you ever tried or experienced things like that? When you're being burdened to do something for someone, spend some time with someone, or use some of your talent for the Lord, or give some money to someone,
Have you ever tried that? Experienced that in your life? I know there was one time, a few years, quite many years ago, and it was just about a week or so before the Chinese New Year, and I have this burden in my heart. Somehow I want to give some money to one individual. I thought, I don't know whether it's just myself or the will of God, okay, or God burden my heart. So I told my wife, I say, I was thinking of that. What do you think? Oh, she said, oh, she also feel that she wants to give something to that person. So then straight away, we kind of confirm. Then in my heart, there's a big amount, not a big one, but to me, at that time, it's quite a big amount. In my mind, I was thinking about 2,000. I say, if my wife says something lesser, I'll go with her. So I say, how much do you think? And she say, I think 2,000 will be okay. I say, okay, now we have to give 2,000. So we give this 2,000 to this person, and then New Year is coming, so we really, we have to tighten a little bit ourselves. But then there was a family. It came to our church a couple of times, but they did not stay with us. And so, just a few days before the New Year, he called me. He said, Pastor, I would like to visit your family. I said, hey, friend, New Year is coming again. Why not you come during the Chinese New Year? Not now. You know, now our house is like just being bombed like that. Okay, we are in the midst of tidying up, preparing for New Year, and so this is not a good time, you know. Why not come during New Year where we have all the cookies and all the things waiting for you? It'll be more comfortable for everyone. Then he said, no, Pastor, I must come. So then he said, okay, if you insist, what can I say? Okay, come. And he came with the wife and the children, and then we talked, and of course, he came with some gift, okay. So normally, being a Chinese, we do the Chinese way. No need lah. And they say, yeah, you must take some, the New Year coming, okay. And push that, okay, push. One thing about receiving gift. I find very interesting. When you have a gift, when you receive a gift, okay, what is your name?
Madam Lemon.
Cool. Okay, Madam Cool. When you receive a gift, what do you do? Of course, you'll be very happy, am I right? And most of the time, when people give you a free gift, you may say, okay, no need, you know, and just come, you know, it's okay, you know, the Chinese style, okay. But then after a while, you will receive it, then when the person goes, the first thing you do is that you open up, you know, and you see what's inside. You want the gift. You enjoy the gift. But there's one gift that many people reject. When God gives us the free gift of salvation, and people say, oh, I need to do something, you know, I'm not worthy, let me think about it. If I give you a gift, are you going to think about it? No, you will receive the gift happily. You're not going to say, let me think about it, let me study more about the gift, then only I come back to you and whether I want to receive the gift or not. But many times, that's what we do with salvation. Salvation is a free gift of God. And God, Jesus Christ, some 2,000 years ago, died for us on the cross of Calvary. We don't have to do anything. Our Lord Jesus Christ paid for everything. He shed His precious blood. He took your sin. He took my sin. He took the sin of the whole world. And kneeling together with Him on the cross. And now we are free from sin. When we come to the Lord Jesus Christ and accept Him, accept that free gift. But it's interesting, many people, as I share the gospel with people, that's what they do. They say, oh, let me study more about this. Let me think about it. And people don't just accept it. But when you give them any other gifts, they will take it straight away. And so this family, after they give us a gift, then we talk, okay, then go back to the visit. And I got sidetracked a bit, chasing the rabbit, so to keep you awake. And so you find that then they were about to leave. When they leave, they took out some ring packet. The most exciting moment. They took out some ring packet. I'm going to give it to the children. Then I told him, for me, I don't give ang pao, okay? So if you give to my children, you're going to lose out, okay? Yeah, the Chinese star is again, okay? The Chinese star is that I give you that money, you open up, and then you give back, okay? So kind of like a trading, the kind of trading, okay? You don't want people to lose out. But I don't give ang pao, okay? And that's my policy. And if you want to know why, don't talk to me later. But I think, as a Christian, I don't give. But if you insist to give my children, to give to my children, it's okay, it's fine. So he gave to my children, bought them. And then he took out another two. Then he gave one to me. And one to my wife. Again, this is Chinese. Okay, I'm a Chinese. Oh, no, cannot. I'm married already. Don't. Please don't. So, I say no, but then he says, okay, what to do? We just took that, we humiliate you, okay? The moment they walk out from the house, man, what do? The first thing, open the angbao. So my children opened theirs, it was 50, 50, 50, 50, 200, not too bad. Then I opened mine, my wife opened hers, it was 1,000 each. And it was 2,000 with interest, with some extra hippies. We give obediently, and the Lord in return give more than what we give. I'm not here to tell you that if you give someone 2,000, tomorrow you're going to receive 2,000 too, okay? That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that when you obey the Lord, God is not going to shortchange you. You're not going to come out losing out, okay? That's what I believe. So she obeyed the Lord. That was the reason why she was there that day. She didn't have much. Actually, I mean, if you come, if you, sometime, okay, that's this time, there was one time. Some children in the, they throw, I mean, children like to play, okay, in the church. They put some 5 cents, I think 1 5-cent, and drop into the offering bag. And then when those usher, treasurer count, you have all these notes, okay, 150, and then there's a 5 cent. What do you do with the 5 cent? Count it, okay? Very good. Count it. You must count it. Because it's important. And sometimes we think that, oh, 5 cent is not really important. But it's important. Because that 5 cents, it doesn't matter who give. If we give our obedient, our children sometimes, because maybe they are playful, but we still have to count, you know, all those things, even though it's a small amount. And so, because you obey the Lord, I believe the next thing that will kind of like work. A person who obey the Lord, quite likely is a person who loves the Lord. Am I right? I mean, if she doesn't love the Lord, she won't obey the Lord. So most likely, she also give out love. She give all her living. And her motivation is because she loved God. Her giving was motivated by her love. You know, Jesus Christ said that this widow had cast more in, much more, you know, than all those people. You see, what the Lord see is different from what men see. Men see the outward appearance, but God see the heart. Men see the money and the amount. God see or men see how much you have given, see the money and the amount. I believe the Lord see how much you keep, how much you kept after you give. Because real giving, when you say giving out of love, is costly. It's going to cost you something. I don't believe that it's just her sacrificial giving, but it costs her something. Because she loved the Lord. You see, when you are dating someone, okay, and then for those who are dating, you know, you love someone, even though it costs you something, you do it, correct? I still remember when I was dating my wife, and it was her first birthday. I was talking about my wife, you know, and I was not married yet, okay, before when I was a preacher. And so it's good to be a pastor and you're not married, a single, so you can always. It's God's will for you to marry me. And so anyway, and so when you start dating, okay. Huh? Huh? Oh, thanks for that. But then it's not important. Okay, I just hope that y'all stay away, okay? Stay with me. And so when I was dating her, and it was her first birthday, and so I want to give her a gift, and I want to buy her a bag, not a big one. But I want to buy a pair with glasses because my wife wore glasses that time. So then I saw one very tiny one with glasses. The medium sized one that I like the medium size but without glasses. Oh, glasses, okay. So I begged the sales girl, I say, can I have this pair with these glasses? She said, no, cannot, it can't be like that. I said, no, please, it's very important. You know, I love my wife, okay, at that time we were dating. You know, it cost me so much to humble myself, to beg. I stood there so long, and finally the sales girl said, oh, okay. She took out the glasses and put it up. And I have, the bear is still at my home, okay. Now my I think the third daughter got it now. And when you love someone, you're willing to give, even though it costs you something. And so this widow, she came. She gave her best. She gave her all to the Lord. You know, if you read the Bible, there are many times, they have many women, okay, they are Mary and some others, who came, they give their best to the Lord, the perfume, the most costly thing that they have to the Lord, because they love the Lord. And so here you find that our giving should be motivated by love. Because if you love the Lord, and you give, whether you give your time, your talents, or your treasure, you won't feel like you don't feel difficult to give. Now remember in the Old Testament there was a guy who worked for his father-in-law. So don't work for your father-in-law, okay? If any of you working for your father-in-law, I'm sorry, okay? Nothing against your father-in-law. But there was in the Old Testament there was a guy, I think you know who I'm talking about. And he was working for his father-in-law. And the father-in-law is really a slave, kind of like a bad master, okay? And he worked 7 years for the wife that he's supposed to get married, supposed to marry, but end up he got the wrong one. I don't know how come he got it wrong. But anyway, so then he had to work another 7 years for the real wife, the one that he loved. And the Bible says those years are just like a short bit of time to him. Why? The motivation is love. You see, when you love the Lord, you'll be willing to serve. You'll be willing to give. You'll be willing to do all you could for the Lord. So you must give our love. So sometimes we say, oh, we sacrifice. No, you see, the more I understand from the Bible, the more I realize that none of us can say the word that I sacrifice. There is only one sacrifice, our Lord Jesus Christ, who truly sacrificed. The rest of us, what we have is actually in the first place from God. What you have does not, tell me, is there anything that you have that does not come from God? That did not come from God? All that we have, even our health, our talent, our treasure, whatever we have come from God in the first place. And so for us to give it back to Him, it's not a sacrifice. Anyway, it's from Him in the first place. And so if we love Him, we will be able to serve Him better. We will be able to give better if we love Him. So we must learn to, like this widow, give our love. And then you will give the Lord the best. In fact, if you study the Old Testament, I don't have time to go to the Old Testament. If you study the Old Testament, God always asks for the best. Do you know? God never asks for second best. No, in the Old Testament, when they want to offer a lamb, Passover lamb, or any time you want to offer a sacrifice, God always says you look for the best. You don't look for the one that is about to die, okay? And that's what happened to them. And that happened to the nation of Israel. At the end, in the book of Malachi, that was what happened. And God said, why do you rob me? And what God wants is the best. You know, and that's why when we have a building, I told the church people, when you want to renovate your church, you must give God the best. Our church building must look the best. You don't have to have gold toilet bowl. But you must have the best, because you look at the way God gave the blueprint to Moses on the tabernacle and the temple later on. It was like, I mean, everything is the best quality. Nothing second best.
And so you have to give God the best. Now when you love the Lord, you will give God the best. And because our Lord Himself gives us the best.
You know, because God knows that we cannot save ourselves. The Bible tells us, for God so loved the world that He gave the best, His only begotten Son,
that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God give us the best, not the second best. And so if you want to reflect the Lord Jesus Christ, you must also give our love and give God your best.
So you find that when God look at this widow's giving, I'm happy that the way the Lord look at things. Because the way the Lord look at things, it's not how much, it's what motivates you to give. She give obediently, she give our love, and even though she give only 2 5 cents, okay, in today's context, God was very, very pleased. That means everybody can give. If God is looking at the amount, then many of us may not be qualified to please the Lord. But when God is looking at how you give, what motivates you to give, then every one of us can give. Even though 2 5 cents, God will be pleased if you come with the right attitude.
Then you find that, I skipped here a little bit. So here you find that, next one, okay, let's move on. Another things I believe, how she give, okay? What motive her to give is that she give by faith.
She give by faith.
Because remember just now I read, keep emphasizing, she give out her want. That means out her lack, okay? She give. And that means she have nothing. In fact, the Bible says it's all her living. It's not like on Sunday when you take out your wallet and then you take all, even you take all your money in your wallet, or in your purse for the lady and put into the offering bag. That is still not your all, I believe. Am I right? Most of us still have some bank account. Some of us still have some money under the pillow. And so we do have money. So even though on Sunday, if you put everything into the offering bag, you know, and I think you still have money, you know, you still have no problem. Not like this widow. When the Lord Jesus Christ said that she give her all, it means her all, everything. And others give out their abundance, okay? And some people may say, oh, she rather die than not able to give the Lord. And this sounds great, okay? But I felt that it's rather pessimistic. Does that mean, if God is pleased with the kind of giving, does that mean that all believers in the Lord, okay, must die of hunger? I know every Sunday you come to church and pick out everything and give to the Lord for the Lord to be pleased with what you're giving. I don't think so. But she gave by faith that day. She believed that she believed in the Lord, and she believed without faith it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Our Lord was pleased with her, so she must have given the offering by faith. Because without faith, it's impossible to please the Lord. So the Lord was pleased. So she believed. She believes Psalm 34, verse 9 to 10. Fear the Lord, or ye His saints, for there is no want to them that fear Him. The young lion do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good things. That's what she believed. She believed what the psalmist say in Psalm 34, verse 9 to 10, that the Those who fear the Lord, those who seek the Lord, shall not want any good thing. That means they shall not lack any good thing. She believed what King David wrote in Psalm 37, verse 25. I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. She believed. What the psalmist say? That those who fear God, those who live for God, those who give because God burdened their heart to give, those who give because they love God, and those who give by faith, they will not go hungry. She believed, Psalm 9 verse 10, and they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou hast not forsaken them that seek thee. She believed that. She believed what King David wrote when he was young. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That is what she believed. On that day when she cast out her two mice, if you stop her right there and say, well, widow, may I know how you're going to settle your dinner or your lunch later? She said, the Lord will provide. Because she gave by faith. She believed Proverbs 11 verse 25, the liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be water also himself. She believed Proverbs 22 verse 9, he that hath a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he giveth of his bread to the poor. So real giving is by faith. This widow give out her need. She was trusting the Lord, trusting God to provide for her need. Do you believe that the Lord can provide for you? How many of us truly believe Luke chapter 6 verse 38, give and ye shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom, for with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. How many of us truly believe? 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 10, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. And how many of us will take Matthew 6:33 seriously? But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. She gave by faith. She trusts that God is going to provide for her. She's not saying that I'm going to give all that, I'm going to go hungry. No. If that's the way we give, you know, and say, oh, after I give, I have nothing left. No. You give, then you believe that the Lord will provide. And that's how she gave. She had faith in the Lord. Then she gave willingly. Okay, finally, she gave willingly. I think it's finally, I think. Yeah. Am I right? One more.
How come I don't have that?
Let me see. Oh, okay, okay. That one I have to come up now. Okay. She gave willingly, okay? The Bible says that this poor woman came, and the word of God was very specific. And then it said that there came a certain woman, poor widow, okay, came a certain poor widow. Anyone force her? No, she came on her own. So that means she was not forced. In fact, nobody will force a poor widow to give. And so she was not forced. She came willingly. And I know that she's really gave willingly. Let me explain this first, okay? I tell you my experience, then you understand what it means to give willingly. When I was a young believer, giving, I do not truly understand giving at that time. Young believer, you know. And so, you go to church, then
after the preaching, and sometimes before the preaching, you say, and I don't understand why they give before preaching. I say, I don't even know how good you preach, or why do I give, you know? That was how I take on it. I say, you should preach first, no? If I think it's good, okay, I drop a few more. And that is a... We have to give, okay? That's as a young believer, so you are taught to give. So sometimes you have forgotten. Before you go to the church, you change your big note to small notes. So when the giving time, offering time, you open your wallet. Wow, only 50 remain. What to do now? I'm not willing to give 50, you know. And what are you going to do? I mean, if I can put my hand in and take some change out, then that's fine. But you cannot do that. So after a few times of that kind of experience, forgot to make smaller change to bring it to the church, I become wiser. Anytime I go to church, I make sure I have small change. And there was one time I was in a country in Philippines, okay? Nothing against Philippines, okay? But it happened in Philippines. And so I attended the church, so I have some small change with me, which is good. Then they collect offering. So I drop the small change very happily. Then after the preacher talk, I cannot understand a lot of things about what he said because he speaks a bit in Tagalog. Then I saw the offering bag come down again. I'm glad I still have some small change. So I put all the small change out. Then after a while, he talk. Hey, come around now. I say, now I have no more change already. And the word of God tell me that not only that she came willingly, she gave willingly. What did the word of God say? She cast in two mites, which is a far thing. That means it's almost like you say that she cast in 2 5 cents, which is a 10 cents. That means she did not come with 20 cents. Okay, that's the whole idea of she did not come with a 10 cent. If she only have a 10 cent in her hand, then you cannot buy, okay? I mean, what can you do if you have a 10 cent then? 10 cent, you either drop 10 cent or you don't do anything. But she had 2 5 cents. That means she could have dropped 1 mite. But she cast in 2. It was a willing giving. That's why God was pleased. The Lord loved cheerful giver. She threw in, the Bible say, 2 mites. So she was a cheerful giver. You know, in fact, the Bible tells in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 12, for if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, not according to that he hath not. That's what God say. You start with a willing mind, you know, and then you give whatever you think you want to give and you have, you know, and God will be pleased. But you must be start with first a willing mind. You can throw in the Lord, you know, and cast in the Lord, but if there's no willing mind, you know, God is not pleased. But if you can, with a willing mind, whatever you have, if you are willing to part that, God is pleased with that. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7 says, every man according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly, nor of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. So sometimes on Sunday, the practice in churches can be quite bad, okay? Of course we do that, which is one of the ways to worship the Lord, where we pass the offering back. In certain ways, some people kind of like, oh, what to do? Grudgingly, you know. It's the offering bag is in front of you, what to do? You must put in something, am I right? If you don't put, how? But the word of God tells God is not happy if you give grudgingly. That's why I always, one of the things, why occasionally I would say, we are going to collect offering. If you want to give, if you don't want, just pass it to the next person. Don't feel bad. Because you give people the room. And in our church now, I only collect offering 1 time. I don't want to go 3 times. Because I don't want to, someone like me have the same experience. So I only collect 1 time. And
And in fact, we don't collect offering in beside the worship service. We have two worship services, one Mandarin, one English. Only two worship services we collect offering, and other services, no offering. No collection of offering. So here you find that this is what I believe, because I find that if you give willingly, you will come prepared. You will come prepared. And I don't want people to tip the Lord. Because you find that if I collect a lot of offering, I collect one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and one in the evening service, we have four services, you know, if every services we collect. And then what happened? Then when you come to Sunday school, they will take out whatever the leftover. Or just small note. Then if like tipping God, we don't tip God. You give to God. So that, because that's what the word of God say. God wants us to purpose in our heart to give, and let's give, not grudgingly, not because someone forced you to give, not out of necessity, but for God lovers, a cheerful giver. So here you find that a real giving, a giving that will be pleasing to the Lord, is a willing, is a giving out of a willing heart. She was not reluctant in her giving. In second, okay, this one I read, okay. So here you find that then next one, finally, she gave sincerely. Why do I say she gave sincerely? Because as you read the word of God, it's almost like what I say earlier on. She came quietly and she went away without being noticed. The only person that noticed her was the Lord Jesus Christ. It was the Lord Jesus Christ that asked the disciple to come and explain to the disciple what he saw. But nobody else knew, noticed her. Because to her, it was not a show. She is not there, you know, and say, oh, you know, though it's 5 cents, this is all I have. She's not going to boast to people that I cast in every day. It was a sincere giving. Remember in the book of Acts, there's a couple who was not sincere in their giving. They sold their property, and then they tell people, even though the amount is big, you know, they say, oh, we give all, but in fact they kept some. And God was really upset with them. They die, you know, in the church. You know, man, I'm glad that we are not in that era. In the early church, you know, can you imagine? You say, I give all. If you give half, you need to give half. Okay, 50%, 50%. You don't go and tell. You think you give all. You say, I give the Lord all I have. The moment you put that, the preacher just ask you a question. Are you sure? Yes. Boom. Drop dead. Okay. So you find that that is what happened. Okay. Because God doesn't want that kind of giving that is like a show. God wants people to give sincerely, out of a sincere heart. And that was what this widow did. She came and she went quietly. So I believe she pleased the Lord in her giving. Because like what the notes here say, she give willingly, she give out of love, she give by faith, she give obediently, and she give sincerely. And then also she give because she realized it's more blessed to give than to receive. That's what the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 20. We can look at those verses, okay? From 20, verse 32 to 35. It's more blessed to give than to receive. You know, it's the ability to give, able to give, is really a blessing. You know, of course, if you are on the other end, okay, where you are on the receiving end, that take a lot of humility on the receiving end. But we also have to learn. You know, as a preacher, I learned. I learned when I was starting in the ministry, I learned to be on the receiving end. You know, and people give you whatever they give you, you receive with thanksgiving. They give you an old pants. Thank God for that.
They give you an old shirt. Thank God for that. They hand down their old phone. Thank God for that. But now, I also know that it's a real blessing that you can give. Able to give. It's more blessed to give than to receive. With that, I'll hand this time back to Pastor.